What makes this painting Canaletto's masterpiece is the sheer freedom of invention that he has brought to the details in the scene before us. Many of the great European painters pursued an evolution of style which went from a very precise way of painting to a very loose way of painting. And we have only to look at Rembrandt or Titian to see that this is true. Canaletto followed exactly the reverse course, and he started out his career as a very free, almost impressionistic painter, and ended up as a very precise, almost mechanical painter. And what are normally considered his masterpieces come from the earlier part of his career, when he was being less mechanical, was responding less to the market, and painting more for his own pleasure. And what's generally considered to be his absolute masterpiece is this picture of what is often called the stonemason's yard. We don't actually think it is a permanent stonemason's yard. What we think is going on here is that a neighbouring church, the Church of San Vidal, is actually being repaired, and a temporary stonemason's yard has been set up here just to prepare the pieces of stone for the repair of that church. And certainly in other drawings that Canaletto did of this scene, the hut and the pieces of stone are not there. The scene that we can see is quite familiar if we go to Venice today. The buildings on the far bank of the Grand Canal, minus the campanile, which fell down shortly after this picture was painted, are the buildings that now house the Accademia Gallery in Venice. But what is very different about this scene, if we see it today, is that traversing the Grand Canal from our side to the other is the Accademia Bridge, one of only three bridges that now cross the Grand Canal. Topographically, it's very accurate, but he's introduced real figures, a child falling over and crying, a mother rushing to pick it up, another woman leaning out of the window to see what's going on, and curious onlookers all over the scene, and a stonemason quite unperturbed at the right, working on a block of stone. This was something that Canaletto was later to abandon. Quite soon after this, perhaps in the following decade, he reduced figures to mere ciphers. They became calligraphic tricks. And never again was he to paint the human form and human activity with such loving detail as he does here. The National Gallery is very fortunate in that it has the three great masterpieces of Canaletto's early maturity. This is the greatest, but we also have the Feast Day of St. Roch and San Simeone Piccolo, which also have that freedom of detail which characterizes this picture.